You knew 97 was clear. You wanna
fuck that. Drop it. Drop it anyway. Drop it on a mixtape.
I tell you what, man, that money got to him. I'm a billionaire. I ain't gotta do shit. They had to remind that nigga. You gotta clear these.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Don't take that Billy from you, nigga.
Taxi. I know Backstreet Boys. $5 million each.
Yeah.
Nigga, talking some crazy number.
Yeah. I hope Ben not do numbers neither.
And we want 20%. You talking like Boosie the Rod Wave? Yeah, nigga, we want 20 and we want $5 million each.
That would be crazy.
Nah, he talking crazy though.
He do got to get them. He just got to get them clears. I don't think he gonna get that Nicki clear or that.
She already said in live that she ain't gonna do it. She's like, that song is old.
Yeah. Nah, that don't matter because she dropped the old song with Future and put it on her album.
But that song already got leaked. Not the Future song that she had. The song that the new body song that she got with Kanye. It's a good song.
That's why I just drop it. Fuck if it's an old song. But, you know, what that matter?
Niggas don't want to be associated with Kanye.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And then, you know, she with the Young Money. So, you know, it's politics.
It's the Young Money ties.
Yeah. That's like, I'm what curious. It was like Lil Durk, you know, nigga. You know, he making a song. He got two songs with
Kanye?
Yeah. And Kanye West trying to get that nigga signed to him.
They both from Chicago. So, they for sure locked in.
I don't know, man. I don't understand this rap industry. Too many politics.
It's who you're loyal to your lane.
Man.
Honestly, you got Baby and Gunna beefing. You got Thug Daddy telling them to shut the fuck up.
We're
going to
get into that, man. But you know that last listening session that nigga Kanye West had? He was charging $2,000.
Which one? The one in Miami?
Yeah. No, the one in, not the one in Miami that was free. The one in Las Vegas.
Damn.
The latest one.
Yeah, it was 2K.
The one where he was going on his little rant and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was charging $2,000 for a live stream. Kanye, bro. I know what he's doing, bro.
Shit, he saw how many people was watching that free one. It was like, wait, hold on.
$2,000 is crazy, though. I got to get my money from him. $2,000 for an album listening party?
Shit. I'm a billionaire. What can you say?
You're not going to pay me. Nah, that's some Kanye West shit, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
How much it cost to get into an Apple room when they had him a development? Shit. Kanye feeling that same wave.
And what killed me, I see on Twitter people like really purchasing that. I was like, damn, these niggas got money.
Oh, yeah, it's only gonna be rich people in there and people that wanna be rich.
I'll wait till they hop on Twitter when somebody leak it. Fine, leak off stream.
Hitting them links.
Oh, God.
With that Yeezy link.
God.
That's all you need.
YouTube.
Yeah. Facts.
Somebody streaming on Twitch.
Facts.
But the little Baby and Gunna shit, man. That's nasty works.
Oh, man. But, hey, good news for Thug, though. It's looking like he can, you know, he might be able to get off it as Rico.
Yeah, his appeal is in motion.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Hopefully, you know, the appeal judge, you know, grant that forward. Because the case is sloppy. It's all over the place.
And that's the thing. Like,
nigga getting stabbed.
You can't protect nobody. Oh, nah. God. Niggas dying behind this.
It seemed like a fucking Power episode. Man.
Can't predict that script.
Oh, God. His ops in jail too, fighting Rico. Two ops fighting Ricos.
Yeah.
Niggas snitching. You want to know who snitched? But shout out to my boy Gunna, man. My nigga finally got an industry friend, man. He got all set.
I'm saying, oh man, I don't know if that's what an industry you want to be friends with.
Why not?
Offset got his own issues going on.
You know how niggas be, man. Next, in a couple months, we'll see them back together.
I don't know. Cardi B taking orders. She emptying the accounts. She taking the cribs. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe so, you know?
That's tough.
Maybe they just on that, like, Krishan Blueface type, you know?
Yeah, like she said, but my nigga was feeling himself because the album dropped. He sold, like, $60,000, bro. So what? Nigga triple Quavo.
He did, honestly. And he's still getting plays.
Which I had to re-listen to the album. I was like, damn, this is actually a good fire-ass album.
Yeah. Facts. Both of them was, honestly.
I think it made my top 10. I had to replay it.
Quavo? I mean, Offset?
Yeah, Offset. Quavo. It got some songs.
Yeah, I don't know if it's making top 10 for me, Quavo.
Yeah, not Quavo. Offset, yeah.
Might be in there.
Yeah, it's number 10.
Who knows? You know, maybe Offset and Cardi B, they just, you know, having a little drama. Maybe this for publicity. Maybe Cardi B might be dropping. You know, she needs some publicity.
She met that. She's like, that nigga been feeling it since I ever sent the album drop. That really have me dead. Nah, she hurt.
These people going on these rants, man.
Man, it must suck to be a celebrity, man.
I ain't going to cap, man. I ain't the one to really say this, but niggas, we got to do better, man. You know, it's too many of us going through shit. I'm telling you, man, for 2024, make sure y'all do better, man. Better behind yourself, behind these women, behind your kids.
All right, Kevin Samuels.
Hey, man, we just got to be better. I ain't going to cap. I didn't see too much in the news lately.
Nah, you ain't lying, man. Niggas, hey, man.
They done got Jonathan Majors up out of there. I ain't never heard nothing, though. He got away too aggressively. How does that even make sense?
I guess because, I mean, shit, he stepped on a white woman, so.
He was running for his life.
He came and run away from him.
That woman ran the same amount of distance as him in some heels. Nah, bro, she different. I got to.
Nigga said you got to way aggressively.
Got away too aggressive. I think they just had to buy her out, man. That was for sure a complexion thing, for sure, for sure.
For sure, sure. We know.
Cause that don't even make sense.
They're like, nah, that nigga big, bro. He did something.
He just did the Creed movie. Like, nah, bro, you a little too small for that.
Marvel my ass. He ain't about to be no villain.
Get this nigga out of here. Take his shit quick.
Facts. Get that nigga out of here.
That's tough, man.
That nigga really lost in Marvel bad for stiff armor and white woman.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I say we got to do better, man. You heard about Jamar, Charlo, Jamel, I mean.
Yeah.
Bro was bragging about that shit, bro. Like,
them boxing niggas, bro. Hey, man.
They different,
yeah. Yeah, you know, they be a little too aggressive, man.
Yeah.
Nigga said, I thought you a man. She cried to police like a woman. Nigga, what? You a professional. Come on, nigga, are you crazy?
Come on, bruh. Like, that's that CTE, though. I think that's what that shit is.
You know, Javonte Davis, man, he
ain't no better. That's what I'm saying. That CTE be getting them boxers, you know. Mike Tyson had his little slip and fall with shit.
Yeah, that's CTA.
Hey, man. Can't take too many punches, man.
Me personally, I ain't arguing with no damn boxer.
If that you got it, blood.
I married Javonte Davis. He got, I think he abused one of his girlfriends at a basketball game, like a charity basketball game. And he was like, why nobody stepped up to him? Nigga, that's Javonte. That little short nigga hit hard.
Thanks.
I'm not about to get hit by him. Hey, we're gonna call the police. Let them handle it.
Hey, that man is a professional.
Nah, for real. But yeah, you're right. Niggas do gotta do better in 2024.
That's what I'm saying, man.
But that's wild, though. He said that she called the police like a woman.
Yeah. That's CTE, bro. Like,
it's a lot of niggas with CTE, man. Antonio Brown, Draymond.
Hey, you see Draymond gotta go to counseling?
That nigga need counseling, bro. He the first basketball player with CTE. I don't know how, but.
That nigga don't have no CTE,
bro. Yes, he do, bro.
That nigga just different, bro. He just one of them aggressive niggas, bro.
He said different.
Yeah, like he wasn't, like he just. Hear me out.
This is what we calling this?
Bro.
All right, nigga.
You got to think, bro. If this was early 2000s, 90s, niggas wouldn't have cared about what Draymond was doing. He would have been one of the regulars. He just would have been one of them regular dudes. Bro, he in the same bracket as Rashid. You know, he in the same bracket as Metta World Peace. You know, he and them. He one of them, you know. Like, I ain't gonna call him crazy, you know. Like, I mean,
that nigga a menace, bro. He go live, bro. This year he been like on some menace, like Black Forces activity. I don't know what that nigga on.
Honestly, he always been the same. Honestly, if we could have
been, it ain't been this bad,
bro. You don't remember when he kicked old dude in the nuts in the playoffs? I mean, right before playoffs.
But kid, this like back to back incidents.
He did the same shit
within like a 10-game span. Like he did something. He just got off of suspension.
We acting like Draymond don't average 18. What are they?
Text
a year, bro. Like that's his average.
Nah, this nigga is fucking swinging on niggas.
Now that last one was a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
One, that last like, one is like, all right, bro.
Like the other shit, like some
he
petty.
Tripping, but yeah, I just,
like the old. I'm used to the old Draymond. Like some petty stuff, like might trip a nigga, kick a nigga. You know what I'm saying? This nigga just mega world peace. Let me swing him. In the open, like he even tried to hide it. Like what?
But he apologized. That's what I'm saying. Like
he had to apologize.
Nah, he a little, he off the deep end for sure. But I feel like he not like, I ain't gonna chalk that up to CTE. I think that nigga just he different mentality. He got a different mentality, bro. Like this new generation not ready for that. Like that. The young bulls, they all cool with each other, you know. Like
man,
they
ain't playing no prison ball.
They
bro.
Friends. Everybody cool nowadays, you know. So that shit ain't gonna slide. Like back in the gap, people actually didn't like each other. Now everybody cool. Everybody friends.
Yeah.
Ain't no such thing as a rivalry no more. Like
cause niggas making too much money. Exactly. What are we arguing about?
Exactly. So it's like you know, Draymond on that, fuck that, you know, like type, and he. That's why you got to go to counseling. Like, all right, bro, you making too much money for this, you know? Like,
wait, going to like anger management counseling?
Yeah,
I'd like to see the therapy session on that. Now, Draymond, what? What made you react like that?
I think Draymond probably just sitting in that hole for an hour.
That nigga probably ain't gonna show up.
Because I mean, like, hey, he ain't having no domestic violence cases, you know? Like, nigga ain't tripping like that. He just, you know, when he get on that basketball court. You don't know what he gonna do.
That nigga Tonya Brown of the fucking NBA, bro. That nigga got CTA. No hiding it, bro. That nigga just like Tonya Brown. Great player. We just don't know what he gonna do on the field. Like we don't know what we gonna get out of Draymond. One day he cool, oh next day he gosh. Just
But Draymond don't have no off the court issues, bro. It's always just on the court.
Hey. Whoa, did he just punch a teammate in the face practice?
You talking about Jordan Poole?
Yeah.
That was on the court.
I get it. It's pretty
good, that's what I'm saying. Like, when he step on the basketball court, I don't know who he become, bro. Like, I don't know what it is. You're in that, you know, different persona or something.
Nigga, really... Role playing that fucking warrior. Hey, get that nigga off the Warriors.
Just send that nigga with LeBron, bro. I bet if you play a year with LeBron, he'll never do that shit again. That's what he really want.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think personally. I think he just trying to get kicked out. I mean, he already got his money. They gonna have to buy him out.
It's tough. It's tough for Draymond.
But shout out to Draymond. He's still a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He'll get it.
Yeah, he got to. He got to.
Yeah, he got to. That nigga menace, though. I like Draymond, though.
Yeah, he is a menace for that recent. Like, his recent shit is, yeah.
Yeah, he be killing me. Nigga beating up Sabonis in playoffs.
Why he bullying all these Europeans, though? Like, what's up with him? He only beat overseas niggas up, bro. Like, and for no reason. Besides Jordan Poole, but that's a little bull. Like,
damn, now you got me thinking.
Go Bear.
Shit, it might be racial.
What'd you say about the U.S.? Huh?
What that nigga Draymond of racist low key? Nigga choking out all the Europeans.
You from overseas. Don't fuck with Draymond, man. That's all I can tell you.
Don't like anybody overseas. Nigga true patriot.
Is that a true patriot? Nah, for real.
Ain't nobody like step to that nigga Draymond. That's what's funny. Like, ain't nobody swing back on him.
They don't have a chance. What do you mean?
Nah, fuck that. Get my kid back. We gonna jump that nigga.
Catch that nigga slipping.
Oh, God.
That's tough.
Shout out to Draymond, though.
Yeah, shout out to Draymond, man.
Choke was the funniest. Hands down, the funniest moment in NBA this season. He went out his way and choked that nigga.
Yeah, he didn't even have to do that shit. Like,
and what's so funny, all the like Minnesota, they was like confused.
They didn't know what to do.
They was scared to touch that nigga. Like, shit, ain't that Draymond.
Just let it happen. Hey, just calm down. Stop fighting.
And like, shit, I don't even like Rudy like that.
Everybody was like, hey, just calm down. Just take it, man. Just, you gotta accept that one. Wait till he's done. Wait for him to cool off.
I think he just wake up mad.
It's funny because like every time you see him like off the court and shit, like at parties and shit, that nigga be drunk, you know, like lit,
bro.
Like he'll be doing shit.
The funny picture to me is that picture with him and LeBron.
Were you on that nigga back?
That's like one of my favorite like meme pictures. That shit be heavy weak when they do the little step, they about to dance.
Oh my goodness, man.
Draymond. Yeah. He's still like a good guy to be around, though.
Good time, for sure.
Facts, man. I know he'd be high. Gassing.
Funny.
Yeah, good guy. Probably OG.
Yeah.
Nigga from Michigan. Solid. Nigga probably know Babyface Ray, all them niggas.
Yeah, yeah. That's the problem. You from Michigan, that boy grimy. From Detroit, nah. He grew up in that 8 Mile.
No, I think that nigga from Flint, low key.
Oh, yeah.
Cause I think him and Kyle Kuzma from Flint.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it's grimy,
everything.
Man. You know, it's grimy up there. Water still ain't fixed. Yeah.
That water still ain't fixed.
That's... I mean, I made a donation. Man, we ain't gonna get into that. I don't know what the hell going on, man. Nigga forgot about it.
Bro, nigga made a donation, bro. Hey. Good Samaritan.
Man, what?
Oh my gosh, man.
They ain't fixed shit. I hate it for them. Water's still green.
Why you say that, bro?
Nah, for real, bro. Like, dead ass. That shit been going up for almost 8 years, bro. Nigga can't take a shower. Man. They going through it, bro. Real shit.
Oh, my God, bro.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and hit the intro, bro.
Oh, my God, bro. What? I wasn't ready for that one.
Shout out Flint, though, man. Bro. Make sure y'all like, comment, and, you know, subscribe to Cozy Couch.
Yeah, make sure y'all share, man.
Y'all on another episode of Cozy Couch. With your boy Kev and Dev.
Yep.
You know, this is a special episode, man. This is our Christmas episode.
Christmas, holidays.
Holidays. It's cold outside.
Yeah, it's feeling nice.
Yep.
It's feeling nice.
Make sure y'all cop the hoodies that we wearing.
Absolutely.
Make sure y'all support the merch.
Yeah, cozycorp.com, y'all know.
Go ahead and say it one more time.
Yeah, man. You know, cozycorp.com.
You heard the man.
Yep. All your merch, man. You can get the hoodies. You can get the sweatpants. You can get the sweaters. Whatever you need, man, we got you.
Most definitely.
Yeah, let's get into it.
That Flint fucked me up.
Yeah, it did.
What you want to get into?
You want to get to the music or the sports first, man?
Man, we can still talk about the music.
Yeah, you got...
Oh, shout out to Nicki Minaj while we starting, bro. Shout out to Nicki Minaj. Yeah. She sold over 200.
Yep.
I had, you know...
232.
Oh, God.
Shit, since when a woman did that? You feel me?
Last person I know that sold over 200 was Cardi.
And that was what, 6 years ago?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
5 years ago?
Yeah. But shout out to Nicki, man.
Hey.
The queen of rap.
Queen.
Still holding it down. She got some songs on there.
Oh, yeah. Got some hits.
And a great album to wrap up the year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to her. She's doing her thing.
Absolutely. I'm proud of her. You feel me? I'm excited. You know, she already dropped her deluxe. Like you said, she dropped 232 sales. I had a question, though. How you feel about, like, early deluxe albums, like, Because she just dropped, what, last week? 2 weeks ago? Is she already dropping the deluxe? Do you feel like that matters anymore? Or like,
cause deluxe Drake, albums?
Yeah, because Drake dropped his deluxe with the Scary Hours, you know. That's basically deluxe.
It depends what you're trying to do. I mean, if you're trying to, because some people, like in her instance, you're trying to get more streams.
Yeah.
Young Thug did it too.
Yep, exactly.
To get more streams and shit. I don't know. I'm kind of tired of the deluxe. I'm starting to get tired of it.
Hey, I mean.
But I like them too if they songs are fire, because the deluxe can make the album too. Like you seen that with Lil Baby with My Turn.
Yeah.
Back in when he dropped My Turn, that shit was fire.
Mm-hmm.
But I fuck with the deluxe because, like, I'm going off topic, but I fuck with the deluxe because, you know, Scary Hours.
Yeah.
That shit was fire.
Exactly.
That's like the only. Oh, I'm sorry. Don Toliver.
Yeah, he dropped the deluxe with Love Sick.
His shit was fire. Niggy shit. Yeah. That shit was fire.
Because I was just saying, because, you know, back in the gap, you know, like deluxe albums, they would wait to drop them, like, kind of like how Killer Mike did.
Yeah.
He waited like, what, a year before the deluxe came out, or a few months, like.
That's really how you're supposed to do it.
That's usually, you know, how we came up.
Yeah.
That's, they would wait. But nowadays, you see, like, people trying to get these streams up. So they, like, would wait probably like 2 or 3 weeks and then drop that deluxe. It's more like a, you know, like a, I guess, like an early reward, I guess. You know, like, let me just get these off.
Yeah. Just to get more streams and get more replay value out of the album.
Yeah.
That's a good tactic.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I remember, you know, back in the gap, they used to try to, you know, like, diminish people that dropped deluxes early, or, like, look down, like, oh, you already dropping your deluxe, you know, like, you must not have had sales. But, you know, nowadays, you see people dropping deluxes, like you say, 2 weeks later or a week later, and they streams going crazy because they dropped that deluxe early, quicker.
Well, now, shit, with the way streaming going, you got to drop the deluxe.
Yeah.
Especially if you got some fire in the vault.
Yeah,
and you got that momentum. Like, you got to keep pushing it.
Yeah, that momentum, exactly.
Exactly.
Because that can jump you from what Nicki was barely
about, like, to 198.
Yeah.
And that shit, she dropped, what, almost 40K.
Yeah, just dropping that. Exactly.
In 2 days off a deluxe, off what, 4-3 songs?
Yeah.
Like, so, shit, that shit can make you.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
So, I'm here for it. Yeah. But I am kind of getting tired of it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I feel like, just drop all of it at once, bro. Like, quit,
that
could have
just
that,
been
bro.
That's what I'm saying. Unless it's like a crazy verse from a rapper that ain't clear in time.
Yeah.
I can understand it, but.
Yeah.
Bro, but just add those two songs, like, to it.
Yeah, most times, bro, they just doing that shit just to withhold shit, bro. Like, it's like, all right, bro. Like, now you trying to hoe. And you just like, all right, well, I guess.
I guess you'll get it.
Like, come on, bruh.
What LeBron say? It's like, we're going to give you an extra one. Another one. For
just
listening
to with
it.
Us.
That nigga funny. Shout out to my goat, man.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. But yeah, I do think that deluxe, I guess the reason behind it is the part that's starting to annoy me. Because, like, bro, y'all know y'all could have dropped this already. Like,
but it's the streams, Kev. You know, everybody cares about
money,
the numbers.
I get it, you know.
That's what everybody looking at now.
It's the money, yeah.
Which I hate the first week sales now because it's all streams. It's not, like, physical.
Yeah. And all you need is, what, 30 seconds? 30 seconds from the song, and that counts as a stream. Like,
and then a lot of these, record labels helping these streams. Like, artists with the streams.
Pushing that shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, we gonna put this one on the front. You feel me? You ain't gotta look
Facts.
This one up. You know, like, it's a lot of people dropping music that you don't even know about.
And you gotta go find that shit.
You gotta
music.
You gotta Google or search that shit.
Facts.
Like,
they not in the front.
Yeah, like, come on, bruh.
That's what Doughboy, actually, he made a good tweet. He was like, it's harder to blow up as an artist now.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you got a record label or a lot of money to push you.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, it's going to be, how anybody going to notice you if there's no, Spinnerella, live mixtape, Dat Piff.
Yep.
He was like, shit, that's what the game missing right now, which I totally agree. I like,
yeah.
I miss the mixtape era where, you know, artists judge free, they could drop an album, ain't no streams.
And that, like you say, that's what the game is missing. Like, because I was talking to my pops about the Scarface. He had his Tiny Desk.
Ooh, shout out you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, we can talk about it. That shit was fire. I watched that 2 times.
Hey,
I sent that to my dad too. Hey, we talked about it.
That was crazy.
Hell yeah.
And but he was asking. He was like, you know, like if Scarface was to drop that right now, would he be as big as he is? And I'm like, probably not, because one, this new generation don't care about lyrics, and two, you got to think of how music back in the gap was able to be pushed. You know, like you can get on the radio as a new artist and get pushed. You know, like it, the radio's job was to push out new artists. Facts. Basically,
you could pay a record station.
I'm coming to the record label to push this one song out. Like, hey, you know. But nowadays, if you're not behind a team and you under a label, you're not spending the same amount of bread as that record label about to spend to have that artist.
Tax.
Exactly.
I hope you know that radio station.
Exactly.
Or you better hope you know the strip club or somebody.
And he was saying, well, like, what about like Brent Faiyaz and stuff? I'm like, Brent Faiyaz is barely scraping by. And he
just running now R&B. Blew up. Yeah, he just now blew up after that, Wasteland?
Yeah, when he the best in R&B the past 5 years, honestly.
Yeah, like, he been cooking. He my favorite.
Like, he's been running that shit. And for him to barely be, you know, like,
just now making it to the mainstream.
Come on, bro. Like, that shit is tough being independent for real, you know? Yeah. Like,
but Brent Faiyaz is a great person to compare it to, though.
Yeah.
Because it took him a long time to reach his success. Exactly. Like, I remember his $1 million worth of game. He said, I'm just now seeing real money because all the money I'm spending. After he did Wasteland, so 100K, yeah. He's like, it's coming out of my place. He's like, now I'm just seeing like real money. He's like, shit, I was damn near almost broke.
Exactly. Right,
fuck the world and shit.
And like, that hoe was a hit. Like, Gold Link with Crew.
Yeah.
And then Fuck the World. Like, them hoes was like, you couldn't go nowhere without hearing that shit.
Facts.
But, you know, if you're not under a label, you're not getting paid for that. You know, like, it's hard to get the radio to play that shit if you don't know the person on the radio. So, you know, it's different. It's different nowadays. So, like, I agree with Doughboy. It is harder to blow up. Because even think about how Lil Yachty blew up.
Yeah.
That video that old dude made of One Night. Then he blew up, you know, like, overnight type shit. And luckily, he was talented enough to actually have other songs and shit in the vault. Like, oh, shit, it's time, you know? But if it wasn't for that video, nobody would have known about Lil Yachty like that. They would have heard that mixtape and be like, oh, okay, this whole cool mixtape, you know, like, cold like Minnesota Fire. But niggas wouldn't have known Yachty like how he is now. It would have took him longer, per se. But, you know, luckily, and who was talking about this? It was Funny Marco. Mm-hmm. And he was in his interview with Blueface. He was like, going viral is actually more important than actually having like good songs. Because if you can go viral, you can get the views. The song is going to do what it's going to do.
I mean, yeah, you can look at all the new upcoming artists now. I mean, like Sexy Red.
Yeah.
You went viral.
Yep. And it don't matter. Talent, yeah, is cool. But that ability to go viral, that's where the money is coming from, you know, because that's where the label's going to start paying you. You know, these folks want to give you some money just because you're able to go viral.
Yeah. That's all they care about, them views.
Oh, yeah. That's all they care about. And your influence to the younger crowd and how many views you can get, all that shit.
That's what's wrong with social media. Everybody trying to go viral. See this clout chasing shit. Shit bad, man.
It's awful to watch.
Destroying niggas' mental health.
That's why you got channels like Zeus and shit, you know? Like,
nah, Zeus is doing damage to the black community.
Hey,
that
what?
Shit like crack in the 80s.
And motherfuckers buying that shit. Like you say, just like crack in the 80s. Like, oh, damn, you seen that latest episode of Baddies? Like, no, what? No, I didn't watch some black people fight for 30 minutes, bro. I'm sorry. That shit's not entertaining to me, bro. They ain't got no, literally all they do is go to the club and fight. Man, That's it.
I know.
That's all they show on their show.
I ain't go cap. I seen a couple of episodes with my girl. I was like, damn, what the fuck? How they doing fighting?
They fight, talk shit, go to the club. It's toxic, man. I hate that for our community. I honestly do. I hate that channel for our community. That shit is bad, bruh.
Everything bad these days. Not the scissor. I don't know what's going on here, man.
Yeah. But shout out Scarface, though. That tiny desk was crazy.
Yeah, it was one of the best.
Yeah, that was up there with Juvenile to me.
Yeah, the Juvenile one was fire. Yeah. I watched that with my dad, the Juvenile one.
Yeah, that's
in the Hall of Fame, but on Tiny Desk to me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That Scarface one, he was spitting. Hey. Like, he was preaching to me.
Thanks.
When he played that smile. He said, I didn't hear that. Instrumental. I was like, damn.
Nah, for me, it was because I watched that whole my pops too. He was like, that, I ain't never seen a man cry till I seen a man die. Hey, man. You know what?
That nigga painting a picture in my head. I'm like, damn.
That lyricism, man. That storytelling, you know, like.
That's what's missing, too.
That's missing from the game. And that's why I feel like we love those artists like J. Cole and Kendrick.
Because they have substance. We don't have substance now. It's just like.
When you can paint that picture on that wall and have a story, and it's like, damn.
Something
like,
relatable.
Yeah, like, damn. It's not just clubs and bitches. It's like actual shit going on in people's lives. You know, bitches. Like
flexing on niggas.
Yeah, like, some niggas actually niggas. Can't pay their rent. You know, like, yeah. You know, like, shit.
Like, tell us about you.
Yeah, like, yo, real
your
life
upcoming, like.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, like.
Everyday type shit, like.
Yeah, but like Drake say, like, what I look like still rapping about if I never made it, you know, like. He don't live that life no more.
He Drake hasn't had a different struggle since. Yeah, well, Drake can't really do that no more.
Yeah, like, that nigga's living a unheard of lifestyle, like. That nigga's real life having the Warriors practice in his gym in Toronto, bro, like, at his house, like.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A regular nigga can't relate to that. Like, come on, bro, like, that's not no regular nigga shit, you know? Like, but that's why you can respect a nigga like Drake, because you like, oh, well, shit.
But we seen that nigga come up, like, yeah. Shit. Like, so it's different for that nigga. It's like, yeah. You know, my nigga earned that. Like, it was, like, granted to him, like, nah, nigga, I remember when he came in 2009, nigga was like, who this R&B nigga? Like, okay. Who this light-skinned nigga?
Nickelodeon-ass nigga.
The grassy nigga that can rap. And at the time, he signed to the hottest rapper at the time, yeah. Wayne, you which is my Wayne. Favorite rapper. So I was like, Wayne, like the nigga, he got to be cold.
You get the cosign from Wayne.
Nigga, hey. What? And that was like prime Wayne. I'm talking about this. He fresh out Carter.
This is Carter 3 Wayne. Yeah,
nigga, Wayne. Hottest rapper, like the best rapper alive. Like, damn, right. This light skinned nigga got to be cold. Like,
got to be. You got to be different.
You got to be.
You are one of the first artists he ever signs. Like, you're actually under Young Money. You're not under Cash Money with Baby and
At that time, Young Money was thinking like the Warriors, like prime Warriors, like with KD. I'm like,
hey, you got Drake and Nicki?
Yep.
And Wayne? Man. Then you had Tyga on the bench?
Shout out to Tyga.
Hey.
That fourth man.
Hey, that fourth man.
It was Tobias Harris out of Young Money, man. Niggas don't talk about that.
Hey.
The Well Done tapes, man.
Hey, pushing that generation. That 2011, 2012?
Yeah, nigga wearing snapbacks, man.
That nigga a legend, bro. Niggas forget about Tyga, though. Niggas forget about Tyga, bro. That nigga really different in Cali, bro.
He a menace, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he Absolutely. A menace, but shout out to Tyga, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, Drake a little different because we seen that nigga from the beginning.
But that is what's missing from the game, though, that substance, like you say, that storytelling ability, you know, like is no more of that, you know, like.
Yeah, it's not cool now. Like, they made it not cool to, like, the general crowd. And honestly, niggas' attention span not that long.
To me, I feel like who does a really good job at it is Brent Faiyaz.
Like, Substance?
Yeah. He can tell a story. And, like, even with his Wasteland, like, he was able to paint out a whole, like, picture with that album.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong. It was very toxic, and you know, like, damn, that shit sucks. Like, you cheating on your baby mama. It's like, damn, that's fucked up. But at the same time, it held weight because it's like, hey, that's a reality that people real life go through.
Facts,
you know. So it's like, shit,
in a car crash and shit.
Yeah, like for you to paint that shit and actually have emotion behind it, like, hey, shout outs to you.
No, you're right. Who else got substance?
I feel like Don. Don's one of them ones. He actually has, to me, his voice is more powerful than his substance, but
he's just a talented ass nigga. Like, yeah. His voice, like,
yeah.
He's like in the same boat as Sway Lee. Them some talented ass nigga. You could put them on the hook. He gonna be in the game for a minute.
The voice is more powerful.
They could just make music. Yeah. Like, Trav did a great job with that. Like, getting him on her team quickly.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah,
facts.
He just Trav prodigy.
Yeah.
So he gonna be in the game for a minute.
Oh yeah.
Like Larry June, he's a good storyteller. He tell him about his day.
Yeah, he can you know. But that's what I feel like with Larry. If Larry was able to tell. The only thing I don't like about Larry is he tells the same story over and over again.
That's just some rich nigga shit.
But it is. It's a story, though.
If you want an everyday nigga, he just a richer version. Well, I don't want to say richer version.
What, a zero?
No, not zero. Kennedy.
Don Kennedy? Yeah. He reminded me just, yeah.
He, yeah, they he took exactly Don Kennedy flow and just made it a little richer.
Yeah.
And put a Bay Area. More luxury. Yeah.
Yeah, he gives me like Rick Ross, but without the like.
Yeah.
He's not Southern, so it's like Rick Ross gave me that like, all right, I can tell you from Florida just by how you rapping right now.
Facts.
Like, nigga, you talking about hopping off a bridge and on the highway in Florida right now, like,
nigga, just talking about meeting the Cubans and shit like that.
Like, all right, bro, you different. That's a different type of luxury. But that luxury feel of like, nah, get your money up for real, you can go do it. Like, if you have a hustle behind you, you can do anything you want to do. They both give me that. Like,
yeah.
Like, I feel like after listening to them, I can get $1 million, bro. Like, it's obtainable, you know?
Which, that's why I like Larry June, like, you on that type of shit. Like, you on the grind and shit. You trying to take it to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to say anybody to listen to some Larry Jones.
Facts.
A lot better than a lot of shit out here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of bad shit out here, man.
Yeah.
A lot of bad shit out here.
Yeah.
But, hey, shout out to Yachty's group, bro. Them Concrete. That Concrete group.
That Mo Jam. They got a collab album.
It's coming just out? Us.
Yeah.
Did I drop?
No, I haven't dropped yet. Oh, okay. It's on the way. I'm predicting it's probably gonna drop next year.
That hook gonna be crazy.
Speaking of next year, upcoming music. So we got Cardi, Concrete Family.
Oh, Cardi, Playboy Cardi.
Yeah, Playboy Cardi. Okay. Like you said, I seen 21 Savage
supposed to drop.
Yeah,
he posted this year, but I guess the year.
I don't think he gonna drop this year.
Yeah, I guess
unless he drop next year. But I seen he dropping posters like billboards in Atlanta.
Mm.
It's like American flag with 21 stars. And he's saying it's like 21 Savage pushing his album.
Okay.
So shit, niggas say album mode, man.
Yeah, right.
Lil Baby said his shit finished.
Yep. He's supposed to drop. You already know Metro and Future. Metro and J.I.D.
I don't know. Metro. Speaking of Metro, man.
Metro.
You hear him and Drake
beefing?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened with that? Drake was saying like something like all those tweeting deleters.
And why you had the glasses like that?
You did.
That nigga Drake funny, bro. Like, that nigga's a character, bro. Oh,
like, why you nigga in the camera like that, man?
Yeah. Yeah, Drake.
Nigga had that's glasses. What I thought. He did the little mob boss voice. Like, oh, man, that nigga he did for real.
That nigga different. You see what Metro said?
Nah, what'd he say?
He did that meme, the RDC World meme. Where it's like, all right, Daquan, don't pull out the 9. You posted that? Yeah. That shit had me weak.
Yeah.
I don't know what's the backstory of that.
Honestly. I think wasn't Drake saying like OVO was like had the best producers or something? Like best producer? I think he was saying 40 was a better producer than Metro.
I don't know. I've been hearing that beat for a minute. Because that Tenet, that song he had on his album with Young Thug and Trav.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Drake wanted to hop on that song, but he didn't. Then that version of Drake got leaked a couple weeks after.
Here we go.
I don't know, man.
Battle of the leaks.
Yeah.
That rap beat be funny, though.
It really do. It be like some high school shit.
Yeah. It's like, nigga, y'all grown as fuck.
It's like, I want to be in it, but I couldn't do with the politics. Like, hey. That just seemed annoying. You know, rapper be sensitive too.
Wait, what?
You say anything bad about the album. You don't fuck with me? All right, bro. I'm telling you. I just don't like that song.
My fault, bro. I know. Let me change my opinion.
My bad, bro. Me a yes man.
That's what it is. Rappers always. That's why they be surrounded by yes men, though.
Yeah, I know that. You see Kanye West when he want to rant, hey. He tell everybody shut up. Yeah, you got about one shut up at me. Second one, all right, nigga.
Who you talking to?
Yeah, facts.
I'll burn this whole bitch down.
Yeah. Fuck you and your coat, nigga.
And that's why North verse suck, nigga.
Weak ass album. Oh, they don't clear this shit. You talking Swayze there. Like, yeah. That's why Drake album better. Lame ass nigga.
You ain't even gonna outsell Nicki. Whole ass nigga.
Double, you got a divorce. Nigga start going crazy.
That's why Drake fucked your bitch. Hit that nail in the coffin. Nah,
definitely gonna have the black SUV outside. Get that nigga out.
You gone, bro. You can't say shit.
Fact, we in the middle of nowhere. You gonna have me. I'm gone.
They gonna drop you off in the desert somewhere.
Nigga, what?
Find your way back.
Nigga, what? Kanye West gonna have my ass out of here.
That's what I'm saying, man. What's been going on in that sports world?
Man, it's a lot, man.
Oh, Ja came back.
Shout out to Ja, hey. Man. 12 back.
Shooters back.
The demon home, pussy. Hey.
Wait, in Ja fashion, come back dropping a 30-piece and the game winner?
I'm glad I watched that game. I was in there watching that game with CJ, seeing the last fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Bro. Great game. I said it. I was like, yeah, Ja gonna win this game. Mm-hmm. Once I seen CJ McCollum break that terrible ass three, wide open three, I said, yeah, Ja gonna win this.
He might go on a streak. I ain't gonna cap. Ja might go on a streak.
He gonna have to. I mean,
just
what
to
they
get that
seven,
record back up.
Yeah, they like 7-21. Some outrageous. I mean, yeah. Shit, he gonna have to do everything. They might not make playoffs this year. Keep it a freak.
Might not make it. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, might be a little too late for Ja. Way it's looking in the West.
Nah, I mean, it ain't All-Star break yet, so they still got time. They still got a little bit of time.
This ain't the regular West.
Facts. You got the Rockets at number 6 right now. And
they fighting. They
fighting. Hey, nah, for real.
They got 7 wins. Yeah. They got to go on a crazy streak. I'm talking about. And they missing half their team.
They probably going to miss playoffs this year.
Yeah.
It was meant to happen.
Yeah.
That's why Adam Silver had that 25-game suspension. You like, nah, nigga, you ain't going to no playoffs next year, nigga.
Sit your ass down.
You want to bring all these guns to your life.
That's out of job, man. I'm glad he came back.
Facts.
NBA was missing that nigga.
That point guard position is so competitive now.
Oh, yeah, you got some dogs.
You don't know anybody can be in that spot. Anybody can be in that position. You know, like, we just seen Tyrese Maxey tonight put up 30.
Some dogs. We got some dogs at the guards. The future NBA is in good hands, though. Facts. I'll say that.
Hey, why everybody so quiet about James Harden now that he doing good? I don't see no more memes about how that nigga ass and he ain't this, he ain't that, he the reason why they losing, blah, blah, blah.
Went to playoffs.
Oh, my God. Playoffs? Kawhi gonna be back.
He hurt?
You know Kawhi don't play during the regular season, bro. That's why they got James now.
I just know they on 7th game. You know Twitter, bro. They like the memes team. They don't like the Clippers.
Nah, Clippers are funny, though.
Yeah, they're funny, bro. So, kind of like the Lakers. When they lose, the jokes be killing. But nah. I'm glad the Clippers doing good now.
Yeah.
It was scaring me in the beginning, but they got their act together.
They're a scary team, though. Like, you got to think. You got 2 two-ways. Really, 3 two-ways. With Russ.
Let's take Russ out there.
All right, two then.
We'll be respectfully.
All right.
Russ is crazy. Let's not start off with him.
All right. We got 2 two-ways with PG and Kawhi.
Okay.
That's can give you 30 and clamp your best player. Then you got James. You got Zubac at center.
On paper, it looked amazing. They had a perfect team to play with on 2K.
Absolutely, yeah. They're a 2K don't... team. Absolutely. They are a 2K team.
I'm telling you, bro. They're
they
a 2K
are a
2K team.
Team.
I mean, even Russ, like, even in real life, he not like the old Russ that we used to. Yeah. But he still go crazy on 2K.
Yeah.
But in real life, I just don't know how far they would make it compared to the Nuggets, even the Lakers. Because, shit, even though the Lakers not doing that good in regular season, in season tournament, it showed like they could turn up another notch in like a playoff scenario.
Yeah.
So, the Kings.
Kings different.
They dogging the Warriors.
Hey, they.
You still can't count out the Warriors at the end of the day. I mean, yeah. As long as you got Curry out there, that nigga could drop 50.
As you can see.
Man, you know what you. Shit.
Don't let Klay have a good game. Exactly. So, you put up 20? Oh, you lost.
And don't let the Warrior bench start hitting their shots.
No, they not. I'm not worried about the Warriors bench.
I don't know. Gary Payton, they be having their moments.
I'm more worried about Gary on defense.
Yeah.
That nigga clamp. That nigga start getting the clamps and start getting blocks and shit. Like, all right.
Yeah.
That nigga is 6'2". What is he doing blocking the center?
Yeah. Then you got the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yep.
They actually clicking together with them 2 7-footers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Shit. Nice. It's a lot of tall teams now. So.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's tall now. Yeah. Everybody got a 7-footer.
Yeah.
Still got the Suns.
Yo, yeah, shit. I forgot about Suns. I mean, you still got another all-star team.
Another 2K team, though. I feel like the Suns are a 2K
team. Yeah, they're a 2K team. They're a 2K team.
They bench is atrocious.
It's a 2K team. Like, they started, got
to
play.
But they trying to get Bol Bol.
Respectfully, man, let's just start the Bol Bol. Like,
I don't know. Maybe because I be playing with Bol Bol on 2K.
See,
that
that's
a,
get that
bro.
2K shit. Man, nigga been trying to push Bol Bol for the past 3 years, bro. I'm tired of it. Let that nigga do fashion, bro. I think he want to take a picture with Ian Connor and shit. I think Ian Connor his cousin. Let that nigga do fashion, bro. About he ain't get his chance. What? Nigga like the tallest person. They giving that nigga his chance. I don't think that nigga want to hoop.
Nah, you forget that Magic run he just had, though. Wait, what was that, last year?
They shipped that nigga off.
Well, you got Paolo now, so it's like, shit.
Exactly.
But honestly, the Magic have always been like one of them teams that run through their big.
They can't find a good big. They had Mo Bamba. Shit, that's all.
Yeah, they haven't had a good big since, what, Dwight?
Yes. Every big they draft, it's not good.
Yeah. Paolo, nice, though. He
Paolo,
big.
Yeah. But he's not
he
like a true big. Yeah.
Forward. Yeah, he like a he really
he like a
mellow
type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, mellow.
That nigga just a big-ass forward.
Yeah.
But he a bucket. He got one with him about time.
They need to get some help around him, though. Shit. Yeah, Cole Anthony cool, but.
Yeah, they got Cole Anthony.
He ain't going to leave your squad.
What was the first pick? Markelle.
Markelle Fultz?
Yeah, he was still over there.
What J. Cole say about Markelle?
You got it, my nigga. They fucked up your shot, something.
Nah, bro. I respect Markelle, though.
I respect him, too. He was cold in college. I don't know what the NBA did with his shot, but.
NBA be changing niggas. Hey, I said the same thing about Ben. Nigga was cold as fucking college. Nigga hit the NBA court. I don't know what happened. Hey, nigga stopped being able to shoot.
I mean, niggas was saying Ben going to be the next LeBron.
I think that's the thing. Niggas need to stop saying that shit.
That comparison to LeBron is getting niggas.
Hey, it be getting the
that
worst
and
niggas
the KD
out of there.
Comparison. Them two are, I hate those comparison. Okay, every time I'm like, all right, man.
That be getting boys out of there.
Yeah, you look like LeBron in high school. Like. Wait until you start playing real competition. Like,
you remember the last person they said was going to be the next LeBron? Michael Kidd Gilchrist. He played with the Bobcats.
Shabazz Muhammad?
Shabazz Muhammad, another one. Like, stop. Stop the comparison shit, bro.
Zion?
Zion just fat. Zion is a bucket, though. Zion, I'm telling you, if Zion cared, if he cared enough, he would be at easily 30-10 every year. Easily, if he cared enough.
Speaking of Zion, you hear what the old girl said?
Mariah Mills? Yeah. She said you need to hit that treadmill?
Hell yeah. You need to start drinking soda. And she said, you need to learn how to shoot a three. We're tired of seeing you dunk.
What'd you say? She said, that shit boring now.
Yeah, that shit boring. She was sick of that.
That girl just mad, boy.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, she ain't pregnant no more. That's all that shit is.
Oh, most definitely. She probably got the biggest buyout ever.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hell no. They send her money, bro.
You think Adam Silver sent that bread?
Hell no, he ain't sent the bread. He told Zaya handle that shit. He got a big, hey bro, get you and your lawyer.
You handle that or I will.
You just got that $100 million contract, but put it in good use.
What's up with these NBA players, man? We need to talk about the study of NBA players and a gal, bro. Like
young and turn, bro.
I feel like it's the same. I think that's what it is. Cause you gotta think they our age with $200 million in their pocket.
I mean, shit.
You put us in their pocket. Like,
you give us $200 million, what the hell we gonna do? The same shit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna get it. <That's 100K. laughs>
We might be worse than them. Shit.
Nah, we ain't famous. We don't have to worry about the stars. We don't have to worry about the lights. No. Dude, send the video.
Send the video was crazy, though. I think it said send the video. You said that AI-generated picture. Said, send the video.
You say you still ain't sent a video yet?
Yeah. That nigga was serious. He said, send the video.
Hey, that nigga and a menace, bruh.
True Atlanta nigga, bro. You got to respect it. My nigga said, hell no, you better fuck up the money. I just got my Nike shoe.
Bro, bugging, bro.
Like, I just got my shoe deal.
Nah, I understand, though. Because I feel like any person with that bag at that age, why not try hitting a girl with a BBL? Like, why not? Why wouldn't you? At least experience it. Like,
bro, you got to think, that's like,
your access is
when
you're
in that tax bracket, it's just going to be a whole bunch of BBL hoes.
Like, yo, access is humongous, bro. Like, you can hit whoever you want. Like,
yeah, type shit.
Like, a regular girl is like, oh, you're just a regular girl. Like, I can get you if I wanted you, like, any day of the week. This BBL girl, I have to make an appointment. You feel me? Like, yeah. I got to schedule this Friday. You feel me? Like, yeah. I got to be in the right city at the right time. You know, like, she fuck with fat rapper niggas, you know, like other famous niggas. Like, I'm trying to see what that hoe feel like. You feel me? Like,
bitch, you got a million followers. I'm trying to.
Hey, you over there with 500, you know, like you might touch a K. Like, oh, that's cool. This girl got a million followers. Yeah, I'm gonna tap that, bro.
I guess I ain't never had it.
I'm trying to see what that feel
I'm
like. Nah, for real though. And they young. So it's like, this is the time to do it. I mean, shit. It's not like they 30 or something. They 24, 23. Like,
bro, they in their 20s, bro.
Young 20s. Like, come on, man.
Go crazy.
With shoe deals. I'm doing whatever the fuck I want to do.
Going crazy.
Who are you?
What? Going crazy.
You think I care about your opinion, woman? Oh, you're disappointed in me? Oh, who cares?
200. Man, my bank account looks like a phone number. Wiz Khalifa said, when I get paid, my checks be looking like phone
numbers. For real.
Nah. Man, that nigga young intern, bro. Man, shout out to him.
Like, why not? Like, that's just like young rapper niggas. Like, they get that bag, like, I'm tagging whoever I want to tag, like.
But nah, Rod Dogg and E-Wild for that.
Hey. Now that I can't explain, you know, that's.
If I'm making that much money, I
that's
can't.
That's some Atlanta shit, though.
I mean, Atlanta, that's some young, right? But still, bro. I mean, if I got 200, can you know, these women be trying to get a come up.
That easily.
And
that's the easiest come up.
Yeah, you see what Brittany Renner did?
Easy bag. You owe me for 18 years. That's a contract.
18 like, years? She got one of your kids.
Got you for 18 years. Baby mama crib is bigger than his. What you mean?
Not a Kanye, man. He see the future.
He telling them beforehand, like, I already did it for you, bruh. You ain't even got to go through it because I already went through it for you.
That nigga wrote that lyric before he even.
He ain't even had a bag for real like that.
He even had a kid at that time. Nigga wrote that. That nigga wasn't Kanye West.
Yeah, facts.
That nigga wasn't Ye yet. That nigga seen the future.
Facts. Yeah, let's wrap it up. One thing though.
What you about to say?
Who you got MVP?
NFL?
NFL.
Who I like to win or who deserve it?
Both.
Who I want to win, Lamar. Who deserve it, Dak, unfortunately.
All right, yeah, let's wrap it up, man.
who you got, bro?
Who I want to win is Lamar, for sure. Who I think deserves it the most, honestly, is Christian McCaffrey.
It's him or Dak?
It's Dak shit. Hey, man.
I mean, he's like, he's top three in, like, statistics of everything.
Who cares about Dak, bro?
Bro, if you look at the numbers, he's top three.
Yeah, we gonna have to come back to this, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all like, share, subscribe, man.
Oh, definitely.
Big on the share. Oh, yeah. Big on the subscribe. Big on the like. Feel me?
Yep.
Peace.
Peace.